Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Let's go back over to Desna.
Yeah, and it's Rugby World Cup semi-final weekend. First of the semi-finals is tonight, New Zealand taking on Argentina. It's live on RTE. And then tomorrow, the second one, see South Africa and England clash. And joining us from Paris to look ahead to the game is Donal Lennon, who's part of our commentary team for tonight's coverage. Donal, any sign of misplaced, hopeful Irish fans rambling around the city?
Well, I flew in from Cork Tays yesterday morning, and I'd say 40% of the flight had Irish tracksuits on or Irish jerseys on, so it was a bit of a sad sight. I was talking to a couple of them. They'd booked tickets 6 months ago, but that's the way it is. We're still getting over the disappointment, but, you know, it's impossible. The two games we got in Paris last weekend, the four best teams in the tournament met at that stage. It's going to be hard to match that for excitement and quality tonight.
So New Zealand and South Africa, red-hot favourites. Is it difficult to make a case for Argentina tonight against New Zealand?
I think it is. Look, I think New Zealand were waiting in the long grass for us, given what happened in the Test Series there in 2022. It's come out since that game, how much they revamped their whole approach, how much they revamped their defence. As a direct consequence of the way Ireland played, which I suppose in some ways is the ultimate compliment, but no consolation that we're out of the tournament now. But I think the driving factor here for New Zealand is 12 of their matchday squad tonight would have been part of the team that hammered Ireland 4 years ago in Japan and went into a semi-final against England in similar circumstances and end up losing. So I just can't see them allowing that happen again.
Can Argentina score tries tonight? No.
Well, that's been the problem for them. I mean, I think in terms of territory and possession, they have the highest percentages in the tournament, but they've struggled to score. They were really poor in their opening game, beaten well by an England team that had Tom Curry sent off after 4 minutes. And that has been their problem, trying to score tries. If you don't score tries against New Zealand, you're not going to beat them. Now, on the flip side, they play them in the Rugby Championship every year, so they're very familiar with them. They will be aggressive. They're a united bunch, and they have been improving throughout the tournament, but I just don't see New Zealand getting caught in a semi-final, two World Cups in a row.
Similarly, England are complete underdogs tomorrow, and arguably, though, they have grown in the tournament as it has progressed. Is there any chance the grueling game last weekend will have an impact on South Africa?
Yeah, there is a chance. But I think the one thing South Africa have in their favour from that point of view more than any other team is they've rotated their team far more throughout the tournament. So, you know, they have two teams equally strong. And as a result of that, I think the minutes played by the vast majority of their squad is the least of any team left in the tournament. So that's going to be a big factor. England were really struggling when they came into the World Cup. That opening game against Argentina, when they won against the odds, I think gave them a massive boost. But if you look at their performance, and since they struggled to beat Samoa, they struggled to beat Fiji in the quarterfinal last week. Now, they have a hard core of players who played in a World Cup final against South Africa last or 4 years ago, so that will certainly stand to them. I think it'll be a defiant England, but you look at South Africa, for me, they're a far more rounded South African team than the one that won the World Cup 4 years ago. They're playing a better brand of rugby. They still have that dogged belligerence up front, but you've wingers in Aronson and Colby that are absolute flyers. And we saw the issues that they presented for France last weekend. So, I think England will make a big contest of it. But, you know, unfortunately, I think it's going to be the old familiar South Africa and New Zealand in a final. We would have loved to have seen Ireland, obviously, or France, the host in it. But for me, I think there'll be competitive games, but I don't see South Africa losing this one either.
Okay, well, we look forward to the games anyway. It's been a great World Cup so far. Thanks, Donal. Let you go and get breakfast before the kitchen shuts. Meanwhile, Munster, Connacht, Ulster and Leinster return to competitive action this weekend. We have the first round of the United Rugby Championship. Munster play the Sharks, Connacht host Ospreys, Ulster go to Parma and Leinster play in Glasgow on Sunday. In football, it's a big night in the Premier Division. We heard from some of the managers earlier. Shamrock Rovers can take a giant step towards the league title if they beat Drogheda in Tala. But the race for the two other European places is really intense. And the next four sides in the table are meeting each other tonight. We have a dress rehearsal of the FAI Cup Finals. Bohemians meet St Patrick's Athletic at Dalyman Park, and Derry City host Shelburne. In the two other games, it's Sligo Rovers against Dundalk rather, and UCD host Cork City. The GAA has confirmed that the draw for the 2024 Provincial Football Championships will take place tomorrow, live on Saturday Sport on RTÉ Radio 1. The draw will run from about 3.15 to 4.15. Elsewhere, Justin McNulty is set for a second spell as Laois manager after being recommended for a three-year term. He'll replace Billy Sheehan. McNulty previously took Laois up to Division 1 back in 2011. And Roscommon's Niall Kilroy has announced his retirement from inter-county football, having served the county since 2012. In racing, there was a double for Gordon Elliott at Thurles, with Brighter Days Ahead and Beacon Edge. Jack Kennedy on board both winners. And racing today is at Dundalk.